the Ebola crisis in West Africa has heavily affected the farmers in the area, and I think we're just at the beginning of a prolonged emergency crisis that we will have to face. Well, in this first phase, it's important to contain the virus, and the health aspect is key. We have already started work into the what we call the secondary effect, which mainly is food security. We have to consider that the area with very high incidence of Ebola are among the most productive regions of the three affected countries, Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. The outbreak has caused serious income opportunities losses, market disruption, and restricted trade flows internally and across the border. All this has led to food price spikes in several markets.
You know, in talking about how this Ebola crisis has affected farmers, I understand that some of them have actually abandoned their crops and gone elsewhere. So where have the farmers gone and what are they doing now?
Yes, you're right. We have already experienced a number of cases of farmers abandoning their crops. There have been three major assessments undertaken in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. They are all automated, but the results are available for the Sierra Leone one. And we already see almost 40% of the farmers left their crops, and they're just moving to locations which are perceived to be safer, because some of those areas have been quarantined, and as the victim of the virus in number increases, farmers just abandon their land. So basically, they become internally displaced persons, and they move into safer areas of the country.
How has this spike in food cost affected some staple foods in West Africa?
One relevant indicator could be in Sierra Leone, the cost of rice, being one of the staple products, and the price increase ranged between 30% to 40%. And most of the rice is imported, and so the impact, the purchasing powers on the most vulnerable household has been drastically reduced if we're looking at this 40%. And again, I think that the crisis is going to get worse because the latest data we get are from the middle of October, so it's more or less 2 months within this Ebola crisis outbreak.
What do you see in the 2 months ahead? You say you think it's going to get worse. In what way will it be worse?
September is a relevant season for the agriculture, and I think that missing this agricultural period is going to have more dramatic impact. In particular, we're thinking of affected population where the households, one of the members died from the virus, and the households are living in quarantine areas. So I think that as the number of victims increase, the manpower decreases for all those families, households, and we will have additional impact.
What type of assistance is needed in these circumstances?
In the first case, I think we need more detailed data on food security. In this first phase, we have done assessment with FAO and the World Food Program in all the three countries. We're going to go deeper and get more data on the particularly in the areas of intervention where action against hunger is currently working. Once we get a better detail of the situation, I think that in the first phase, we are going to focus on seeds and planting material. We're going to also work in on a feeding program, in particular for children under 5 years old and pregnant women. And then as the situation slowly improves, we're going to work into cash for work intervention and other livelihoods and income generation activity in order to shore up the economy and the marketplace. For action against hunger, it's also key to be able to keep on monitoring malnutrition rate, and we will intervene heavily if we see spikes into those figures.
With only 34% of the $1 billion needed to meet the challenge of the Ebola food crisis, do you think the international community needs to be more urgent in their response to the food crisis situation in West Africa right now?
I think so, and I think that as the data start on arriving and more assessments will be performed, it will be clear that this Ebola crisis is developing into a more complicated crisis, multifaceted crisis to be dealt with. And I think that if you look at the efforts of the United Nations agencies, it's clear that there is a lot of push from their end as well for international donors to invest more money into the crisis. The figures that we have available so far is that, as you mentioned, the food crisis will require assistance for 1.3 million people. But I think that this number will obviously increase over the next few months. And I'm sure that there will be a lot of pressure for the institutional donor to invest more money into it.